Episode 31, The Good, the Bad, and the Legal Issues. Dirk Clausen was good. So good, the captain of the Graaf, sailing Clausen to New Amsterdam from Leeuward in Holland in 1654, wrote him a letter of introduction. According to the captain, Clausen was an extraordinary potter, who, quote, resolves to fix his abode upon the island of Manhattan or Long Island. Then you procure him a convenient situation for his settlement and to establish a pottery as he remains satisfied, unquote. Dirk Clausen truly was good. He soon married and bought property. His Potbaker's Corner plot was the city's redware production focal point for the next 150 years. In 1657, Dirk became one of only four pot makers to receive New Amsterdam burger rights. His pottery skills served him well. But things went bad. Dirk remarried twice. Legal problems hounded him and his three wives. In 1655, wife number one sued a man for hitting her. She sued another for stealing her canoe. Dirk sued Andres Hoppen to pay for pots Hoppen had previously ordered. In 1660, wife number one was sued to pay for wine and beaver pelts she ordered, losing despite Dirk's plea that he, quote, knows nothing better than that all is paid and sent plaintiff, unquote. Wife number two was sued when her hogs rooted in a neighbor's garden. Dirk was sued to take back wife number one. Quote, the aforesaid woman suffers great want and lies on straw without bed or bedding and has the ague, unquote. She died, ending the case. In 1665, Dirk sued Anthony Durskin for taking salary as an employee and then running off, quote, to fight Indians, unquote. In 1670, Dirk sued to get paid for a brick-carrying job. In 1673, wife number two was sued to pay for two beaver pelts. In 1675, Dirk and wife number three were sued by the children of wives number one and two for some property. Dirk was sued for cutting William Phillips's nose so badly that, quote, it hung down over his lips, which is contrary to law and the peace of our sovereign lord the king, etc., unquote. Apparently his daughter had, quote, by her impudence enticed William Phillips to come into bed to her, where her father, the potbaker, finding them, caused the disturbance. The act being found to be evil, she was committed to the sheriff's custody. Unquote. What's missing in this messy legal tangle is any description of Dirk Clausen's pottery. He was, after all, supposed to be extraordinary at it. The moral of the story? Pots come and pots go, but your rap sheet lasts forever. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember that accolade written in perfect Spencerian script across an early 19th century Liverpudlian transfer print pitcher made for the American market. Success to the crooked but interesting town of Boston.